What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. If you're watching, you're watching on YouTube at Ian Soccer Comic Rant Edwards. And if you're listening, you can listen at allthingscomedy.com, SoundCloud, Libsyn, Stitcher, iTunes, and whatever platform you listen, subscribe, and send a message. I'll hit you back. Podcast sponsor is onthevolleyapparel.com, and if you go to their website, you will see that they have tank tops, hoodies, sweatshirts, and t-shirts, different types of varieties and styles for males and females. And they can also outfit your local soccer team. It's a California company. Brother, nice dude, Elvis, owns it. And use my promo code ComicRant. You get 20% off. So go to onthevolleyapparel.com to get some apparel. I got on one of their shirts. This is Run 90. So it's like a takeoff off of Run DMC. But 90 plus, for soccer. So, that's their style, hip-hop soccer. All right. And we got two guests. And one of them is comic journalist Martin Harris. What up?
Hey.
What up, fam?
Good to see you.
Right for 442 Magazine.
Yes, sir.
What else?
I'm going to run something new very soon, which I will announce, that will be connected to one of the MLS teams. And plus acting. Okay. Getting back to comedy in a month or two after I finish this one acting thing.
Sound depressed. All right.
That's why I'm getting back to comedy. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds so sad. It's great. So, take your time and get back to comedy.
Two more months or so.
Yeah, when that attitude picks up. Xavier Guerrero.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Chilling.
Also, XG Marks the Spot.
Yep.
Comic. He works on multiple podcasts. And he's here, two Spurs fans sitting across from me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. But before we go any further, Aaron, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
So, what was yesterday? Yesterday was like Christmas Day, Mother's Day for you in terms of TV shows.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go that far. It's Game of Thrones isn't my favorite show of all time.
No. All right.
No, but the finale was yesterday, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh.
I'm satisfied.
That is so weird. I was just driving up here in a car with somebody that's sitting across from me.
Yep.
And they were like, they spoke to 20 people, and I'm the only one out of 20 people that liked the finale. So there's, now it's two, but I don't think you spoke to 20 people, as I told you in the car. You're just using that number to try to make me feel bad about liking the finale.
Here's the thing. It's all about expectations, Like, if you expected the Tottenham-level finale, then you didn't get it, but the Man U-level finale...
What are you talking about, bro? I'm going to give you a chance to make sense, because I know you're going to dig yourself a bigger hole.
Okay. We had a conversation about it. I didn't like it, and I think... they kind of rushed through the episode. I think they tried to connect. They tried to close every possible chapter, and they just rushed through it. They tried to bring every character up pretty much, and it made no sense in at least a couple of moments.
At all?
No, I wouldn't say not at all.
It's still a
good episode, but for the level of the show, it was an extraordinary show. I expect a little bit more. I think the real finale was the one before, where there was a lot of drama. There was a lot of killing, unfortunately. And the tragedy of life,
those weren't real people.
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers was there.
You weren't watching the news, bro.
Yeah. It was Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay Packers for 3 seconds.
You weren't watching the news from a billion years ago. It's not real, bro.
Yeah, but, we even discussed that, like, the whole council thing and naming the king the guy who didn't deserve it at all, and rushing from the Jon Snow killing of his lover, and to, so in one scene we see Peter Dinklage character in the death cell, and then in the next scene we see him as a right hand to the king. I mean, it made no sense. Like, there was no transition. It was all rushed.
Even though he got pardoned right in front of you by the king that they just elected.
Yeah, but it was rushed. It was just.
It wasn't rushed. It was 3 weeks later.
Yeah, but
He's a
made no sense.
He's also a rich white guy, and that's how it generally goes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. And that's exactly how it goes. Yeah.
Mandela
was in jail 27 years, comes out, boom, president of South Africa. But longer span of time, but all right.
If he was in the prison for a couple of years at least, then why not?
But what were you saying, Aaron?
I made this joke to XG. You know, the Iron Throne got destroyed.
Uh-huh.
So who better to sit on the throne than the guy who doesn't need a chair?
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up.
So, well, that was a good one.
It's perfect.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. What do you think, bro?
I thought it was, like, I liked it.
Oh.
Another one. I have a reason why, because it starts with him. The whole show starts with him. So a nice way to end it is kind of with him. I mean, it's unexpected, like you said.
With Bran?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like, it made sense to me. I liked it. I mean.
So you're the only one here that didn't like it.
Yeah, I feel like a sober person that went to AA meeting, you know, so it's misunderstood by the concept of it.
You sound like the drunk person that went to the AA meeting. Everybody else is sober. Because you just don't. I keep telling you in the car, I asked him why he didn't like it. And all he could say is, why wasn't Jon Snow the king? And it's just like, like a lot of people who watch the show.
That. Yeah.
Their choice for who they want to be the king isn't, so they're upset about that, and it's not really the writing. It's just like who I want is not in the position that I want them to be.
Yeah, but he was I agree, he was the popular choice, but he also deserved it. Like, he did all the groundwork. It was between him and maybe it's Arya. Like, those were the two people who did the most important moves.
The killers.
Like, world-saving moves.
They did. You know why they did world-saving moves? Because fighting is their job. Ruling isn't. Like, most of the time when you see battles, the rulers aren't on the battlefield. The fighters, the people who train to do it, are the killers. They're doing their job. That's what Jon Snow is doing. That's what Arya does, you know? Like, Sansa was the queen. She was in the tomb in safety for the most of the Battle of Winterfell, but she's queen, you know what I mean? She wasn't out there, you know? Like, there are some rulers that fight, but they have dragons, and they're crazy people, and they get stabbed in the heart by their lover nephew at the end of the show, you know what I mean?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Plus, it was in his cards. Right? Targaryens were supposed to be kings, you know, so he was in his cards. He should have got the throne, and plus, he should have been pardoned by Stark.
He was pardoned.
He was expelled.
But that's
and my secret theory is because they travel through time through the you know, cripple guy, and he sees that he kind of you know, sees beyond, and he can go, you know, to a lot of different places.
He's
got out of body experience.
He can do all of that, and he's not
because
worthy.
Because he's a creepy guy. He creeps everybody out. I mean, nobody wants to be next to him.
Are you creeped out?
Even Cersei.
I'm not creeped out. Are you creeped out,
Queen,
Aaron?
Even the queen said it. You can't even have kids.
You're calling Cersei a queen? Or you're talking about Sansa.
Sansa, yeah.
Yeah, he can't have kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't even have kids. Why would I listen to you? So I'd rather go north and chill there by myself.
Yeah, they made a new rule. Like, the new head of the person that takes on over after him, it won't be the child of the former king, because the children of former kings aren't necessarily the best people. Like, you saw Ramsay Bolton, you saw Joffrey, you saw so many bad, like,
rulers
that were related to the ruler before, you know, like, Daenerys was the child too. So you want
but turmoil. I also have a secret theory that because he got expelled behind the wall, I think, and in this show, you could see people traveling through time, and it was a little bit of a theme. I think that Jon Snow could have become the Ice King eventually. All because right. Because he went outside the wall with his troops.
Because you're not making sense right
now. No, think about it. He could have become an Ice King out of, you know, like, hey, you know, I was done wrong. I did everything right. But I did what I was supposed to do.
He doesn't want the throne.
So many times he said it.
This is Martin's personal thing. This is what Martin said in the car. He's like, it's like my life where where I do all the work and other people get the credit. But that's what he said in the car. That's why he relates to Jon Snow. But where you're wrong about Jon Snow, Jon Snow,
you're not like Jon Snow
because Jon Snow doesn't want the credit. And he's not going to go behind a wall.
I think he does. He just wants to be asked
he
more.
Ask how much more could you ask him?
Well, the cripple guy, he didn't want either. And then he said, like, in his dull, he was like probably one of the most dullest and most boring characters in the history of television. And he's like, okay, I'll take it. Okay.
Actually, he's kind of bold about how he accepted it. He said, that's why I came here.
Yeah, but first he'd be like, me, what? Me?
There's a kid.
Yeah.
We need to get back to this.
But now
football.
It makes sense why the Kingslayer was called Kingslayer, because he slayed him before he became a king, so in a way.
Oh, so there you go. Right. Another reason why it should have ended that way. You just proved our point. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I didn't say he should have, but why it kind of, you know.
Hey, man, we're
going to
talk soccer, all right?
So we go to Jon Snow's football, which is done.
You're done talking about Game of Thrones because I'm going to save you from you. How about that? You know, how many people here watch the FA Cup? Let's talk FA Cup first.
Yeah.
What did you think of the game?
They pulled the dragon. They flew a dragon around the Watford team. That's what happened. They were the dragon, and Watford were the people in the castle.
So you're saying they were Westeros. Watford was Westeros, and Pep jumped on his players like they were the dragon and just burnt the thing to the ground.
Burnt them to the ground. Yeah.
They played them as if Watford did not belong in the same league as them, in the same final as them, as the same. It's like they played them as if they were like, listen, we don't know how you got here, but we're going to prove that you don't belong here, shouldn't be here, and we're going to have fun embarrassing you. And that's exactly what Man City did to Watford. And the keeper for Watford, Gomez, just looked, I don't even know, he looked like he never played in a Premiership League game before. Like, he's like this.
He played for Spurs before.
I know. Yeah, that's just one smart thing you did was get rid of him. Jesus Christ. Because he looked out of position, or he's terrible at playing chicken. You know, because if you're really good at playing chicken, you'll make a good goalkeeper. Like, if you are facing a scorer and it's you and them and they make you flinch, then they know where to put the ball. He flinched every time, and they got six goals out of his flinching.
Six, yeah. And this was...
Not all of them was his fault, but, you know.
Six on a final.
Yeah. What did you think about the game?
It just proves why Man City won league.
Yeah.
Literally. It looked, like you said, it doesn't even look like they were in the same league. Like,
right. I thought it was... Watford looked like a team from the Championship that came up on that side of the bracket and made it to the final, or a team from a lower division than the Championship. Like, that's how bad Man City beat them.
Yeah, I mean, Man City had a great season overall. You know, the only big game they lost was, you know, to the best team in the world in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Other than that, they were pretty dominant.
That is funny.
Pretty dominant. So I mean, it's a machine. It's a well-oiled machine. I would say the only criticism I have of Man City is that they don't deliver at the Champions League level at the end, you know, in another season. So that's the only criticism I have. Other than that, the Pep Guardiola's City is a monstrum. They just rolled through. All the other teams in the Premier League.
I was kind of looking at their roster. So Kompany's leaving.
Yeah, he's becoming a player coach of Anderlecht Brussels, the team that he grew up with.
Right. And
I'll tell you, by the way, a funny story about Kompany before you finish. It's because my friend just reminded me about it. Because I worked at this biggest Polish sports newspaper at the time. It was 2003, 2004. And we had a Polish player playing for Anderlecht. And there was a rumor, and the guy was... A friend of mine was covering the English Premier League for this newspaper, and there was a rumor he will go to Man U because Alex Ferguson wanted to bring Kompany to Man U.
Kompany.
So Kompany was this super talented teenager at Anderlecht Brussels, And a friend of ours was playing for Under Brussels. His name was Michał Zawlakow. He was a national team player for Poland, okay?
Oh, I know him.
So Zawlakow gave us company's number, and my friend called company, and company was, you know, speaking quietly, could you come back in 25 minutes because I'm in the class in my high school, but I will have 15 minutes. That's the break. I'll have 15 minutes to do the interview. So there was, yeah, and then he called back and they talked for 15 minutes. So he was super nice, but it's kind of funny that from the guy like who was just in the classroom, he went to become one of the biggest defenders in the world, and the way he ended up with this, with City, was scoring the most important goal in the league and then winning the cup. So that this is like a perfect farewell.
Well, he said he's leaving because he thinks he said that he knew the moment the goal went in. Basically, just paraphrasing. Like, why ruin the fairy tale ending by staying any longer? You know, it's like, oh, this is a great exit. And, you know, he's injury prone.
Yep.
But it was an amazing goal. Like, and it was a goal that they needed at the time. And,
oh, yeah.
And they couldn't get that goal from anywhere else. And it was the only goal of the game. And it pretty much won them the league.
Yeah.
Because the team, who did they play the weekend after? Brighton Hove?
And they played Brighton and Hove, yeah.
Yeah, the feeling Brighton Hove wasn't going to.
Although they had a lead for a minute or so.
Yeah, they had a lead for a minute. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Never wake the sleeping giant, you know.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about player coaches?
I guess sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, and we'll see what's up.
I'm just wondering.
It's just in Anderlecht. I mean, it's Anderlecht. It's in the Belgium league.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he should be all right. Yeah.
You hear what happened to that German team or whatever?
No, which German team?
I don't know. I overheard. I can barely pronounce the names, but I guess they got deducted points because of the crowd, and they got out of the Champions League or something like that, or the FA Cup. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't check the German league yet. I know that Lewandowski won another title for best scorer. That's all I know, and that Ribery and Robben are leaving.
Yeah, that's kind of like that's huge, man. Those two guys.
I know.
On Bayern.
Yeah.
Like, Ribery is one of my favorite players.
Yeah, very difficult guy, very, very, very difficult personality. Made a lot of mistakes, like big mistakes.
Like,
the whole scandal with prostitutes that, you know, Valbuena was involved and Ben.
Well, Benzema. I said Ribery. I mean, Robben is one.
Oh, Robben. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Robben. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember him. I went to see live the quarterfinal of the Champions League in 2004, Arsenal versus Chelsea, and he played for Chelsea as a teenager at the time. He was a big buy. Mourinho, no, sorry, Ranieri was still the coach of
Chelsea.
Ranieri was still the coach of Chelsea. No, that was a year after that when I saw Robben. Sorry, this game, I don't think he was at Chelsea yet.
Right.
But I've seen him in his first season live. I mean, he was fast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he went to the World Cup final. He played for.
Yeah.
Like, he survived that early Holland team and ended up on the team that went to the finals against Spain, and Spain was just unbeatable. You know, they were gonna, you know, they had the wonder team, but this guy, his, like, and just his style, like, he's a left-footed player that plays on the right. You know, he's gonna cut in and take that shot and curve the ball around the keeper, but you can't stop it. And sometimes you go near post, and sometimes you go far post, and this, you can't stop this guy from dribbling down on you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And
very exciting dude, man.
But Bayern are getting younger. They will get 5-6 players this winter, top level players. They'll spend a lot of money. They already bought Hernandez from I think Atletico Madrid. Mm-hmm. And they will be much stronger next year.
Did they won the league?
Oh yeah.
So, but Dortmund was leading
for quite a bit, but they fell apart. Yeah,
they fell apart.
Yeah, in the second part. Yeah,
oh, okay.
That is one thing I know. That for sure they fell apart big time.
Big time. Did they end up second? Let's see, Bundesliga.
I think they ended up second, but they definitely didn't play well because I know they were losing a lot. They had a young team.
Yeah, they had a young team because they got Sancho on that team.
Yep.
I'm getting something completely different else. What are you getting?
What are you looking for?
This Bundesliga, there, guys. They lost by 2 points.
Yeah, but they were leading by like 10 points at some point.
And then Red Bull is right back at it, right behind them in third. So Let's see. And then Dortmund's going to lose players in the summer.
And I think Bayern beat them in the deciding game. Was like 6-0 or something, 5-0.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But anything else to say about the World, the FA Cup?
Yeah. Here's the thing. And it will be both positive and negative. And I think you will partially agree with me and partially disagree with me because we talked about it. Sterling. I mean, he showed his potential again, you know, that he can be one of the best players in the world, but he needs to be more consistent. If he will become more consistent, he will be. No, he will be because he's a little bit overlooked because of his past, that he wasn't always delivering on the world stage. He wasn't always delivering, but right now I think the expectations are different from Sterling than they were 2-3 years ago. He used to be this young, hot talent, then he was kind of trying to prove his worth, but right now people expect greatness from him every game. And the greatness for me is, you know, when you want to be on the level with, let's say, Cristiano Ronaldo's and Messi's of this world, you have to be like that every game. So he has to be like that every game.
He's 24 years old.
It's about time.
He's 24 years old, bro.
Yeah, that's about time.
Young. It took Cristiano a cool minute.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, listen, he's on pace.
Yeah.
You know, you're over bashing, just like, but
here. No, I'm not bashing. I'm just expecting more.
You're not expecting more from a 24-year-old? He just won the league twice. He just won 3 trophies for City. And he just came in the semifinals of the World Cup.
Yeah.
And what
and saying? He raised the bar of expectations. That's what I'm saying. Now we have to expect from him more than we used to. We can't be like, oh, you know, good job. No, now he has to be like that every game.
I bet you he's that guy that says that Salah had a drought.
So what?
He's that guy that says Salah had a drought.
He's the guy that said Salah had a goal-scoring drought. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No. But it's a different expectations, you know. Like Sterling is the next big thing, you know. But he has to play like that every game now, because sometimes he has those quiet games.
He is playing like that.
He played. This was his best season, but I expect him to take another leap.
They scored. They had 100 points last season. He's one of their leading scorers again. He played consistently. Like even De Bruyne gets injured, and Sterling is one of the first guys.
But I want Sterling to be the best player in England, and he can be. He can be.
But you're saying it like it's not going
to
happen.
No. I'm saying like that's what I expect from him. So like there's no excuses anymore. He has to be great. That's it.
What excuses? He's doing his job.
No, because people try to make excuses that he still has time.
Who's making
he's that
excuses?
Time. He was criticized a lot. You know, he was criticized a lot.
Unjustifiably.
Sometimes unjustifiably.
He calls it racism.
Look at that.
The racism was a different story.
He's got 71% shots on target. Oh, everyone's got like 60. Look at how many goals.
That's what I'm saying. This is fantastic.
He's a winger.
Yeah.
This is great.
He's up there.
Yeah.
But I want him to be top 3 player in the world.
10 assists.
That's what I aim to be.
I mean, I'd love that for him too.
And it's going to come. It's going
to
come.
Because that potential is there. That's what I'm trying to say.
The potential has been there since he was at Liverpool. Like, what are you saying?
Yeah, kind of, but not at that level. I think Guardiola made him a much better player, but right now I expect him next season to be this season.
Guardiola made the whole team, everybody. He made David Silva, who had already won a World Cup,
grow his hair back,
a better player. You know what I'm saying? He made a lot of people a better players, you know? And, like, I'm sure, what's his goalkeeper, Anderson?
Ederson.
Ederson wouldn't be as good as he is now if he went somewhere else instead of coming to Man City.
Well, Joe Hart went somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Hart sucked. You know, like I wasn't feeling Joe Hart before. He just doesn't have like the, you know, the instinctual talent. You know, he makes mistakes. You're hilarious.
I'm just saying what I'm saying.
He drives over here, tells me how much of a humanitarian he is, and then...
It's private stuff.
He just attacks people.
I don't attack him. I'm just saying I complimented him, but I'm saying that I want this or even more from now on.
Harry Kane's 25. Who do you think is better? Sterling or Harry Kane?
Different positions. You kind of compare. I want to see him together.
But there is always a comparison. You know why there's always a comparison? Because every year they vote for best player of the league.
I would vote Sterling.
Whoever wins that, they've compared them to everybody.
I would vote Sterling this year.
So would I. Yeah. I'd go Sterling. Yeah. I'd go Sterling too.
I mean, I do believe Harry Kane is a really good player. I mean, even when he doesn't score, Like, well, he was injured. Let me finish. Yeah. Even when he doesn't score, I like what he does with the ball. You know what I mean? So I respect him as he's a good footballer. You know, so it wouldn't be a bad choice for either of them. But I'm just glad that they're both English, and I hope, you know, the only thing I'm saying, I guess I agree with you, is, but without being as harsh as you sound, is I want Sterling to
it's
have
the accent. I don't sound
great.
Harsh.
A great, yeah, you sound harsh, bro. We're both looking at you in shock. I just want Sterling to have the same impact now. Bring that into the national team. But that was a young team, and they were all making mistakes. And, you know, he had scoring opportunities. And let's see now. You get used to a thing, you know? And you get used to a thing, and it becomes like breathing, more natural. And it's 24. Probably when he played in the World Cup, he was 23. You know, he'll be fine.
Let's hope.
Yeah. I mean, you're Polish. What do you care?
I always care. I told you I'm humanitarian.
And he's not even a Spurs player.
You were a little bit sad about the people dying on Game of Thrones.
That's what he was telling me. He was a humanitarian.
Yeah, no, but then he called him a cripple.
What was he? You know? Yeah. How can you call him differently? He's not a gymnast. That's for sure.
He's not a gymnast. You've got that right.
He would have.
I'm trying to think. What else is there? There was something else about the FA Cup that I wanted to talk about. And so Sterling, after he got interviewed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I always want to know what makes Pep. Oh, there's two things. What makes Pep's teams as good as they are? So last year they were the Centurions. They won by 100 points, right? So they asked Sterling, what did Pep do this season to keep them as focused? And Pep said, I want to win the league again, right? Mm-hmm. And Liverpool did get better and pushed them. So one of the things that he said was he implemented a bunch of fines. You do this, you get fined. You don't do this, you get fined. So he implemented a bunch of fines to keep the players motivated. And then something last week, which is added to what we spoke about last week, about they just have these players, like every position has a backup player. So yeah. I think the pressure for the players of Man City is not the pressure to beat Liverpool, but the pressure to keep your spot from the other player, which gets you the same results. So I think that's just great coaching. And then another thing that Pep did during the game, like Watford tried to press them when they're trying to come out the back, and they had a man on each of their defenders, and he just beat the press by sending Sané long, and Anderson, with his pinpoint, you know, kicking the ball out the back, would get the ball to Sané and just beat the whole Watford press. He just has something for everything. Like, even if you try to do something to him that he does to you successfully, he's figured out the counter move to that. It's almost like jiu-jitsu. Like, there's a move for every move, but he's the guy that's creating the move for every move.
Yeah, the one guy definitely who ended the season on a high note was Gabriel Jesus. It was a difficult season for him because he didn't play as much as before. He kind of lost a little bit of a place in the rotation for a while. He was a late sub many times and didn't score as much. And for a talented player like him, you know, since the World Cup, he wasn't kind of himself. That's a good way to end it. Maybe he'll be more effective next year, or maybe he'll find a new club. Because it looks like Guardiola is not the biggest fan of his, you know. But
I don't think it's that. I think when a Pep went to Man City, I felt like David Silva was a goner, you know. But David Silva adapted to the things that Pep wanted, which is like you have to track back and also defend. And then he had an issue also, the same issue with Sergio Aguero, you know? And he benched Sergio Aguero in belief that Sergio would never, like, adopt to his system, but I have Gabriel Jesus. But Sergio not only adapted to the system, gave you scoring results, and adapted to the system, and he's more mature, and he's more in his prime than Gabriel Jesus, and So it's more Sergio Aguero stepping up his game than Gabriel Jesus, you know, not delivering. And I think, but the good thing is Sergio is what, 30-something now?
Sergio Aguero, something like that. For so, sure. Yeah. So he's been playing there for 10 years almost.
Yeah, so one more season, because he's part of that original group with Company and Silva. Mm-hmm. Like, they came in all around the same time.
Yeah.
So it's about to be, like, next season, he might start slowing down. And if not next season, the season after. But you need a Gabriel Jesus to push him. Like, you know, there's, you know, Bernardo Silva's pushing David Silva. And I think David Silva is actually falling off a little bit.
He's 30.
David Silva?
No, Sergio Aguero. He's still young. His prime.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I thought he was old. He's been
there
so long.
Yeah, but he's an old 30. Yeah, he's an old 30.
Huh? I don't think he's an old 30.
How's 30 old 30?
Because he played since he was pretty much 17, 18. That's what I'm saying. He's got a mileage. There's a lot of mileage. You know?
But all of them have been playing since they were 18.
Company's on like 32 also.
Yeah, but he breaks down like a sob.
Well, Aguero breaks down too recently a little bit, you know, here and there.
A little bit. But that's why you don't sell Gabriel Jesus. You keep him, and then you're able to rest the players that break down, you know, and then put them in. Like Company, they had backup for Company. I don't think they're backup. I think they should have kept Company one more year, you know what I mean? But I think they're gonna be in trouble there.
One thing, you know, who's Aguero married to, right? That's a big plus.
He likes that a lot.
Yeah,
that
kid's gonna be. It should be. It's gonna suck if he sucks because you're like, dude.
That's a good DNA.
Are you gonna give your Martin speech for Sergio Aguero's kid now?
Yeah,
the Raheem Sterling Martin speech. This kid better be good by the time he's 5. He better be playing, won a World Cup.
Well, like one of them, you remember the David Beckham kids were supposed to be so good. They played? Do you know if they still play?
Brooklyn played, I think, yeah. Brooklyn,
right? Those were one of those kids where I would
although he'll own a club in the MLS, so he might sign them if he wants to, right?
That's true. That's only that sounds like when your parents pay for you to go to college. Like Yale and shit.
I don't know. I don't put any pressure on I'm not putting any pressure on Ronaldo's kid.
I can't. You know? I've seen a couple of videos of him. He's just like dad.
He's good?
Yeah.
I'm not putting any pressure on Enzo, which is Zidane's kid.
I just remember one thing when in 2000, I think I told you once, in 2001, I went to Barcelona to interview Patrick Kluivert for Playboy. And then I met him at the airport. He was with the little kid in his arms, you know? And then I met him last year at LAFC, and I'm like, that kid that you were with when I met you at the airport, he's like, yeah, that's the guy playing now for Roma.
Yeah.
And
he's okay. Yeah, how is he?
He's not bad at all.
He's not bad, right?
He's playing for Roma. I mean, that's pretty good.
But Roma's like, Roma finished what, fifth? I was looking it up earlier, like fifth, sixth. When is the last round of Serie A? Was it today?
Think
because they're still fighting for like Champions League spots over there.
Think,
or is it next week?
They got
think that was it. No, no, one more. You're right.
There's one more. Yeah. So Roma's like six. Yeah.
Yep.
Good job, Kluivert Jr.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's not great. You're out of a Champions League spot.
He's only 19, 20. You know.
Right, that's Yeah,
so
agree.
Give him time.
Yeah.
Give him time.
All right.
He played, I think, at Ajax.
Oh, we can give him time, but we can't give Sterling time.
Exactly. See how I'm willing
come
to give
on,
time?
Man. Between 19 and 24, it's huge, huge gap.
It's hilarious. What are your thoughts on the Premiership season? Because you weren't here last week. What do you think about Spurs season? And we're going to talk about Champions League. What do you think of your chances?
Which you think of Champions League in general or just the final?
The final. Let's hear what you think of your chances to win the final.
I had it prepared, so I'm going to say this. In January, I said, when you had still in the competition, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Juventus, Man City, all those big teams you had still in the competition, I said the Spurs will win it. Why would I change my mind now if we're in the final? So I'm saying, yeah, we will win it.
You'll win it.
I said in January, we'll win it. The cards are being played right. Like, it's not Game of Thrones. It's the real life. And the people who deserve it will get the throne.
You think you deserve... How do you think you deserve the Champions League
Because
final?
Of the pain, all the pain we went through in the last decades.
You don't think Liverpool went through pain?
Oh, did they?
Not as much pain as we did.
I mean, because you're Spurs, you should be used to the pain.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm used to the pain, but now it's time for the big finale.
I'm definitely rooting for more pain for you. Okay. I'll tell you that. But I'm, you know, listening, I'm a fan of Klopp. You've helped me to hate Spurs, so I thank you for that, because I enjoy hating them. But I'm a fan of Klopp, and I just don't want him to walk away from such an amazing season, especially after beating, like, they're going to get Barcelona out of the way just for you guys.
Exactly.
Sorry,
yeah.
You two.
No,
win.
I agree.
That's perfect.
So talking about deserving, you wanted Jon Snow to do all that fighting and be king, and now you want Spurs to win after Liverpool did all the fighting against Barcelona.
Oh,
and you win.
Excuse me, my friend.
We put in work too.
We beat Man City.
Yeah,
the best team.
Yeah, we put in work. Yeah,
the
yeah.
Best
you
team.
Did. You did. You did. You did.
The best team.
No, they weren't. They're the best team in England, but they didn't prove.
I think they technically were the best team in Europe this year. I think they were, and then they should have beat us, to be quite honest with you, in the Champions League. Like, they were a little bit unlucky because of a couple of decisions here and there, and then the guy was barely offside, but he was, you know. So, but they were the best team in Europe, in my opinion. Man City this season,
yeah,
they were the best team in Europe, yeah, and we beat.
That's
them.
Your opinion, and the best team in Europe is going to be crowned Saturday, and it's probably going to be Liverpool.
And it's probably going to be Spurs, because
Spurs.
We play them well. Because we play them, we know how to play Liverpool.
You do have a shot, but this is why I think if Liverpool comes out right, somebody said something last week that Pochettino might be able to outplan Klopp, and that is definitely a possibility, right? But nothing works.
But it's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday.
It's next Saturday?
Yeah.
No.
That's first.
Yeah. Well, I keep thinking this. I've been making this mistake since last week. But if Liverpool comes out firing in all cylinders, you guys don't stand a chance.
No, they're not going to fire cylinders because we have, you know, Alderweireld, Vertonghen, and all those guys there. The cylinders will be blocked. You know, there will be no firing. They'll be firing like, you know, like the archers at the dragon.
I've
That's
seen you guys misfire for several games this season.
Mm, you didn't misfire against Ajax in Amsterdam.
Nope.
You did misfire against Ajax in the first half.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't matter. We don't play first halves to qualify.
And you misfired throughout the last part of the season. Like, you went from third to almost not even qualifying for Champions League last year.
Yeah, but come on, with that many injuries, we're able to still finish fourth.
But that's football.
It's incredible.
That's football.
And
everybody has injuries.
No,
why
I know,
special?
But you say like it was a negative that they barely qualified. I think it was a miracle that we actually did finish fourth. I think that was a miracle.
It's
with
a miracle.
All the problems we had.
It's a miracle for Chelsea, it's a miracle for everybody.
It's a miracle for us because Arsenal should have finished fourth. We didn't deserve, with that many losses, how many losses? 13 losses. 13 losses.
It was 1 point away too.
And we're losing a lot at the end because he was trying to preserve players for the Champions League.
For the Champions League, yeah.
So it's a miracle that we finished fourth. It's as much miracle as it's negligence from Man United and Arsenal, who pretty much didn't do their job because they should have be ahead of us.
Well, no,
teams.
No. You guys have a better team.
No,
yes,
because
you do.
We didn't play the best teams in those league games, and we had a lot of injured players.
Let me ask you a question. Who has a better team? Who has a better roster, Man U or Spurs?
With full strength, Spurs.
Yep.
But we were not with the full strength.
So
we didn't have Kane, we didn't have Sissoko,
listen,
we didn't have...
Would you like to have Jesse Lingard as a member of your team?
Ahead of Llorente, probably.
But Llorente is your backup.
But he was playing those games.
Llorente is your backup. He's our starter. So you say maybe ahead of your backup.
But he was not a backup in those games, I'm talking about. He was actually playing all of those games.
We're talking...
Oh, full strength, sure.
We're talking... Exactly.
But we weren't full strength. That's the whole point.
But listen, our full strength is Jesse Lingard. That's the problem.
Rashford. That's the full strength.
Would you like...
I'll take Rashford.
Would you like... Rashford is not... better than Kane yet?
No, but I'll pair him up probably.
So you still would start Kane. Would you like Juan Mata?
Nope.
On your team? No.
Pochettino, I think he could use Mata. Mata is a skillful player. He could be in rotation. He could be in rotation, like as you know, sub between Son and Lucas
starter.
Moura.
No, we're not talking stuff. You keep on.
No, but he wasn't a starter for most of the time at the Man U. He wasn't starting all the games. He was starting some games.
And there's a reason why. Okay.
I wouldn't take Lukaku.
Would you take Lukaku? Because that's one of our
Our
big money signings.
Definitely not.
Let me see who else.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him the roster. He can decide who he wants.
I'll take De Gea.
You take De Gea over Lloris?
Yes.
Did you see the mistakes that De Gea made this year?
Lindelof,
not bad.
Would you take De Gea over Lloris?
No.
Okay.
I'll take Lindelof for a sub.
Would you take?
No, I know what you're going to ask.
Would you take Ashley Young as
an assistant coach?
Our starting back. Would you take
as an assistant coach?
So no.
TV pundit.
All right. So let's just.
I'll take Pogba. Although his personality is a, but I think Pochettino will control
him. Okay. Would you like a Fred? Would you like some Fred as a? there's no answer. Okay. Let's see what else we could Alexis offer
Sanchez.
You. Would you like some Alexis Sanchez?
Man City almost signed him. Guardiola says something.
But would you like
no,
him?
No, but I'll take Martial. I'll take Martial.
But as a starter?
Maybe.
You're not even sure? You're not even sure?
I think there's a potential. The two players you would take. I'll take three players.
You wouldn't even start them.
No, three players I'll start.
I would start
Martial probably. Because I think there's a potential that Manu didn't utilize in Martial. I think there's a potential for him on the wing.
So that means
he could be potentially better than Ali.
If you would take only three Manu players, that means your roster is better than our roster. That means you should finish ahead of us. And that's case closed.
And we did.
Yeah, and you did. So what are you talking about? Like, our problem is we didn't buy well. And that's our, so us finishing sixth or second last year actually is good.
But I'm going to ask you one thing.
Yeah.
And it will steer a conversation, and it's a legitimate question, and it's not a confrontational question.
Jump in here and save your friend.
Right.
Save your boy.
Now it's a narrative. No. I'm not right now playing up to your tunes. Mm-hmm. Now there is a narrative out there for the last couple of weeks that Mourinho wasn't actually that bad. That from all the coaches, managers they had after Ferguson, he was actually the best and way better than Solskjaer, and that it was a mistake to fire him because is the problem with the squad, is the problem with the management and mismanagement of the club by Woodward and his people. It wasn't Mourinho's fault. He wasn't the problem in the whole equation. He was actually the best coach they had in a while.
So you want me to answer?
Yep.
All right.
Because this is a very popular narrative among the Manu circles right now.
So here's my case. Mourinho was never the right coach for Manu. You remember years ago, you were teasing me that we were going to get him.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
You knew that. Why would you tease me about something that was right? You tease somebody about something because you know it's wrong for that club and it makes you feel better that we're making a mistake.
Although,
let me finish.
It doesn't look that bad.
Let me finish.
Historically.
It doesn't look that bad. So last year, but Mourinho is a good coach, right? So last year we came second, and in the first year, we won two things, right? Mm-hmm. Two things. So definitely acknowledge that. And last year, we shouldn't have came second. But like last season, he pulled almost a job. You know when Ferguson won the league the last time?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have won with that squad. That was just all coaching. Like nobody would want those players, but they played above and beyond because of who is their coach and who they were playing for. And that's what Mourinho did last year. We have, you know, this all goes back to I'm pointing at this squad and I'm saying these people are not talented enough for us. And also the ones that do have talent, there's no one in positions behind them to take their spot and push them. So Mourinho, why he should be fired is because he was not happy. Right?
He doesn't look happy ever.
He was not happy because he wanted certain things, right? And he took out that unhappiness. He wanted some stuff from the board, right?
Yeah.
And I think he should have gotten it. He misused funds, right? Because he got Bailly and Lindelof. First they gave him what he wanted.
Lukaku
and
Sanchez.
And then He didn't use, they weren't, he wasted money and then wanted them to give him more. And it's like, no, bro. And then he got upset because of because they were upset with mistakes that he made. And then he took it out on the players to prove a point to the board. So you get fired, bro.
Sanchez, I think he's the highest paid player in the Premier League.
And thanks to Mourinho.
And we won't even take him.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, you fire him. You get them the fuck out of there, bro.
Yeah, for doing what he did. Ole, Ole. And Ole was losing every game, even at home to Cardiff.
Because he's using players that we shouldn't have bought. You know, and like I said, we overachieved last year. Thanks to Mourinho. And we underachieved this year thanks to Mourinho.
And Solskjaer. You have to hold him accountable a little bit. I mean, we shouldn't have lost
to Cardiff. We shouldn't have drew with, I think that was Huddersfield. And there's some games we should
Cup
have.
Cup games.
Yeah, there's some. Which cup game?
He lost to the Wolves, I think, in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup.
I think it was semifinals. It was quarterfinals. But you know, Wolves beat people. Wolves beat some good people.
Well, you know, so you have to beat those teams if you're Man U.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think there is a bigger problem. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a bigger problem. The problem is with the club. They became dysfunctional organization thanks to Ed Woodward and his people. And it reminds me a little bit of Los Angeles Lakers, like one of the biggest clubs in the world being mismanaged and continuously like overspending on the wrong players, making bad appointments of managers, making like Luke Walton. Here you have Solskjaer, you know, coaches who are not ready, you know, to that level, instead of picking up the best coach. And there are some very good coaches. Like Juventus might pay 30 million just to get a coach to replace Allegri. So, you know, like there are coaches available with a body of work that would feed the club like Manchester United. There are managerial mistakes. There is Ed Woodward. He's the one to blame. Not Mourinho, maybe a little bit, but I think Ed Woodward is the evil king here.
Here's the irony of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Despite bad Woodward mismanagement, Man U has still won more things since Ferguson left than Spurs. Spurs ain't won shit. What's the trophy you win for third again? What's those trophies? What's the trophy for fourth?
Tune in the next game. Yep. Tune in the next game. That's what I'm saying.
I will be tuning in. I'm just curious. But, I didn't know there was silverware.
No, but you see, like this is a good strategy. You use your defense by attacking. But think about it. Do you don't think it's mismanaged, Man U, as a club? Tell me yes or no. Do you think Woodward is doing a good job?
I think we're mismanaged getting personnel. We know what the problem is. And I'm not even disagreeing with you.
Okay.
But my point is still valid. You say we're a dysfunctional club.
Yeah,
so
at the moment.
If we're dysfunctional and we got trophies...
Because you're one of the biggest clubs in the world.
What the fuck are
man?
You guys?
You were ahead of us in
we still
light years.
Are. We still are.
In terms
still,
of sales, yeah,
still,
sure.
But we still got more trophies since we've been dysfunctional. So what is Spurs?
Yeah, but those are like minor trophies. Yeah.
It's
come
a great,
on, man. You know,
I mean,
like,
nice stadium.
Premier League counts more, you know. And in the last 5 years, we were ahead of you 4 out of 5.
Premier
so.
League counts more, but you don't
four out of
have
five.
A title.
4 out of 5 in the last 5 seasons, we're ahead of you.
Where's your title?
2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks.
I'll give you 2 weeks.
Okay, so no, like you were saying you'd get, what, midfielders or bat?
I would get two attacking midfielders, world class.
You think that'll help?
And right back, left back.
I'm going to tell you what I think will happen. They will overpay some other players. And until there's a structure, they should hire a former Man U guy as a general manager to manage the club. And until, you can change pieces. You know, if the car is not driving properly, it doesn't make him better if you change tires. You know, you have to change the most integral pieces. And I think they need to put the structure back together. The structure was there when Alex Ferguson was there. And now the structure is not there, and they keep making mistakes. They keep making emotional choices. Like Solskjaer was an emotional choice instead.
So was Mourinho an emotional choice?
No, Mourinho was actually a proven commodity.
It's still emotional.
They mishandled the whole situation.
You got a big name guy to quiet down the fans who are pounding on your doors, and there's pressure. So you make this emotional appeal to this guy. He didn't fit the club, bro.
Well, you just That's said why he won trophies.
He didn't fit the club.
Louis van Gaal didn't win them.
Van Gaal won an FA Cup. What are you talking about, bro?
Okay.
That's one of the trophies I'm saying that he got. Oh,
all right.
Like these. Listen. This is what we need to do. Like when I'm writing a script for a show, right?
Okay.
I look at the story that we want to tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so then this is the story we want to tell. And these are the characters. I start drawing up the characters. And what do the characters want? What's going to stop them from getting it? And what's going to help them get it? So what is our style that Solskjaer wants to coach? Number one, decide that. Then who are the players that we have that can fit into that style? Keep those. Who are the ones that can't? Get rid of those. And while you're getting rid of those, get the ones that would help with that style.
Okay, let's go. Name by name from starting with De Gea. Let's go up. And you tell me, keep... Sell, keep, sell, keep, leave. De Gea.
The problem with De Gea is he might not want to stay, you know? Well, he's trying to get paid. So, but I would keep him. I just think he had a bad year, right?
Okay, defenders. Lindelof.
Keep him.
Bailey.
Question mark.
Two guys who just signed new contracts, Jones and Smalling.
Keep him for now. For this season. Mm. You keep him for this season.
Rojo.
Out.
Ashley Young.
Thank you for your years of service.
Diogo Dalot.
They just bought him. He only cost 19 mil. I see flashes. He should be backing up somebody and trying to get their spot and working hard to put pressure on a person that they buy ahead of him.
Okay, Mourinho's favorite player, Luke Shaw.
Keep.
Fosu Mensah.
Not proven. We need definitely proven players. There's no time for, you know. And I was a big Fosu Mensah fan. You have to be like, what's good? What's gonna work? This is gonna be a positive, like, impact player that's gonna do some shit. No Fosu Mensah right now.
Okay, Valencia is coming to the MLS, so the problem solved. We can skip him. Darmian.
He's not. For some reason, none of the coaches played him. So, and I said, we need a right back and a left back, and he's already there. So, we're replacing him.
Okay, let's go down. Paul Pogba. Probably you'll probably sell him.
You should keep him. But they've made the ex-players kind of chase him out the club, and Manu didn't give him player of the year for the club, and I think they should have, to at least show that they think he's something. And I said this last week, you got to do everything to keep this guy and add quality next to him.
Okay, Mata.
Thank you for your few years of service.
Lindegaard.
Thank you for your few years of service.
Really?
Yes.
Pereira, he was playing a little bit. Pereira.
He was playing a little bit, so you keep him, but you make sure you have someone that he has to look up to so he can get to that level.
Fred.
And push that person. I'm going to give you one more chance. How about that? Like we're dating, and I broke up with you, and you begged me. And I'm like, one more chance, nigga. One more chance.
Okay, Herrera is leaving. We now and Matic.
And Herrera was never good enough. Like, he
won the player of the year like 3 years ago.
I know. If you look at quality, would you take him on your squad?
I might not, actually.
Over,
I think he's a useful player.
No, he's not that bad.
He's better than Wanyama, I think.
But that's Wanyama. Wanyama's like the last person on your depth chart. He's not going into your starting lineup, and that's my point.
Because if he
can't make it on your squad and we're Man U, why the fuck is this guy starting for us?
That's for the best in Europe. Matic.
Backup. He's a backup now. He should be a backup.
He makes a lot of money, though.
He shouldn't play every game, but when he comes in, he'll be good.
Scott McTominay. I like him.
He's backup.
Okay, let's go. Alexis Sanchez.
Come on, man. Do I have to waste words here?
Romelu Lukaku.
Sell him and use the money and get something better.
Rashford.
Keep.
Martial.
Keep.
I agree. I think he was misused most of the time. And I think he's very frustrated with his role on the team because he was never like a sure starter and he should be.
But we shouldn't have this many players on our roster that I'm not feeling.
You said like five. That's a basketball team.
That's a whole thing. Those are your subs. That's a lot of players, bro. And then even the ones I didn't want to get rid of, I don't think they're starters. You know what I mean? So that's huge. It's goddamn huge. How would you improve your Spurs squad?
No, let's go to Spurs, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We need to buy like four or five players. And we can buy. We do. And we will. There are a couple of names being, like, I think one of the Ajax players will probably come. Oh, okay.
I always say that shit.
All right. Okay.
He's making us. He's trying to embarrass us. Computer. Computer's disrespectful, yo.
I won't be emotional here, so I'll make it look
difficult. I'm not
choices.
Being emotional.
So Hugo Lloris, I think it's time to let him go.
Why? How old is he?
He didn't have a very good season, and I think he makes like really key mistakes in some games, and he cost us, especially in the Premier League, a lot. So I'd let him go.
He saved a penalty.
Yes, I agree.
Against Man City, and it's the only reason you guys.
But he also made some crucial mistakes.
He's 25. And even against, he's 25. He's young.
35. 33.
Yeah, but that's young for a goalkeeper.
Yeah, and I mean, but this season was bad. I want to see
a lot of goalkeepers have had a lot of great goalkeepers have had bad seasons.
Probably there is not another goalkeeper that we can buy.
Try to get Keylor Navas. He's free.
I don't think he's at that level. Maybe.
He's won three Champions Leagues in a row.
Yeah, but I don't think he's better than Lloris. I'm trying to compare to Lloris, you know. But I'll take De Gea if we try. I think De Gea is better. Trippier, I want him leave. Both him and Rose. I think they didn't have a very good season.
So you're gonna buy people? Or you got backup?
Already? Those are the two positions we can buy. We have Davis and
Aurier,
but I think we should buy him. I think Trippier had a really very disappointing season, especially in the league.
Okay.
Defensively, I think he was very bad.
I think
I would definitely keep those three.
Can I just go to Danny Rose? I think he's recovering from an injury and will be better. it's one of those big injuries like Falco. It's like the Falco injury, you know? It's like, then now Falco's killing it, you know?
Yeah, but he's past his prime, in my opinion. I think we can
improve. How old is Danny Rose?
He's probably around 30, I would say.
I don't think he's that old, but let's see.
Yeah. 29.
Prime. You just said 30s prime.
Not for left back, injury prone left back, but that's all right. I think we can improve there are better fullbacks on the market. We can improve. I'm keeping Anderweireld, Vertonghen and Sanchez. Although Sanchez,
how old is that? Is Alderweireld?
Yeah, but those are center backs. It's different than fullbacks. You know, no, I mean, yes, you don't move that much. You don't run all the time, you know.
He's 31.
31.
Yes, but it's a center back experience. When you're a center back, experience is more important.
I do agree with that. You got to have some experience back there.
I'm not going to fight it.
Definitely keeping those three.
It's just funny, just the numbers.
Definitely keeping Son and definitely keeping Winks. Janssen, obviously, he'll be probably loaned out or sold. I'm keeping Kane. I'm keeping Lamela because he's a kind of a good vibe guy. Like, he can give a good sub as a sub, you know. Like, I like him. He's a positive person. Wanyama, if we can get someone better, I will let him go. But if we don't, he's a useful sub. Let's go down. Vorm, he's a locker room guy. I'll keep him. And Kundu, I think that's Kundu. He was kind of a disappointment.
How old is he?
He's a young, but they'll probably loan him again for another year. And I'll do that. I'll just loan him so he can get some experience. Eric Dier, 50-50.
He made the England squad.
Yes, but you know.
You know what it is? He's good, but he's plain. And he's not as dimensional as other players that could fill his position. Like, even Winks, they'd rather start Winks than Dier.
Yeah, and I think he could be actually very good as a center back.
Yeah, that should be his position probably to get consistent starts. But then you guys got, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's go down. Kyle Walker-Peters, whenever he played well. I mean, I'll keep him. Sissoko had potential. The best season of his career, probably.
Player of the season for you.
Yeah. and that's just kind of shocking. Let's see if he can play at that level. Llorente, he scored probably the most important goal. Well, and as a sub, why not?
The ball hit him, and he ended up scoring the most important goal.
Still, it's in the books.
Yeah,
it's Dele Alli, of course, I keep him, but I hold him more accountable. I think this was a disappointing season from Dele Alli. I want to see more. Oh, he's young, but
he played good. I wouldn't say that.
He played good, but I think he should be at the Sterling level. Like 2-3 years ago, he was better than Sterling. He's not better than Sterling right now.
I think 2-3 years ago, you overshot it with this guy.
He was better than Sterling.
This guy, best player in the league, Dele Alli.
Best young player in the league. Yeah, he was the best young player in the league. For sure, but I think he regressed a little bit. He took a little step back, but hopefully it's because he'll take 2-3 steps forward next year. But it's a warning. It's a warning, Dele Alli. It's a warning. You know, you give one more shot. You know, but you know, if not, so you know,
you're treating him like I treat Fred.
No. I treat him how you treat Martial.
Oh, sure.
Right. Okay.
We're not breaking up with Dele Alli? We're not breaking up with him.
No. We keep him. Floyd, we keep him too. You know, he made some bad fouls in the penalty box in a couple of games, but I think there is a potential.
He made mistakes somebody his age should make.
Yeah. No, I see talent there. Gazzaniga, I don't know. I mean, he played one game probably. Let's go. Eriksen, I'm afraid that they will sell him, but I'll definitely keep him, of course. Aurier, I'll sell for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I don't like him. No, okay. He's absolutely out of control. He's a wild card.
You know what his best position is?
In the stands.
He's actually, the first time I ever seen Serge Aurier, he was playing for PSG. That's funny, by the way.
Yeah.
And he was like a midfielder on the same side that he's defending. And going forward, he's a monster. And then PSG moved him back to defender. And I think if you guys, I think he should be forward.
I can't trust him. You know, it's just, I cannot.
You can't trust him defensively. That's why you make him a
overall,
midfield.
Like he can make a foul and get a red card.
So can a lot
moment.
Of guys.